Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 31 to 33. Our spiritual transparency through the new covenant. We read in Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 31 to 34 like this. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. The new covenant is the fifth and last of the theocratic covenants that God made, primarily with the people of Israel and Judah. This is a covenant of grace through which humans will be given a new moral nature, and knowledge of the Lord will be universal. Unlike the Mosaic law, it is unconditional. It emphasized what God will do, not what man must do. The new covenant is the culmination of God's covenant making with Israel. There are some marked differences between the Old and the New Covenant. The Old Covenant, which was given in Mount Sinai, demanded obedience, while the New Covenant offers forgiveness of sin. The Old Covenant was written on stone tablets, while the New Covenant is carved on the hearts of God's people. The Old Covenant was between God and the nation of Israel, while the New Covenant is between God and all believers. At the foundation of the new covenant is the fact that God is everything. He will make his people what they ought to be. The new covenant came into force with the atoning death of Christ. All believers in the present church age are the recipients of its benefits. Eventually, those benefits will also be extended to include a repentant and regenerate Israel. There are four provisions made in this new covenant. 1. Regeneration. God will put his law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. Number 2. A national restoration. Yahweh will be their God and the nation will be his people. Number 3. Personal ministry of the Holy Spirit. They will all be taught individually by God. And number 4. Full justification. Their sins will be forgiven and completely removed. The new covenant is made sure by the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's cross. Jesus' payments for sin is more than adequate to pay for the sins of all who will believe in him. The new covenant is called new in contrast to the covenant with Moses, which is called old, because it actually accomplishes what the Mosaic covenant could only point to, that is, a child of God living in a manner that is consistent with the character of God. The New Testament reveals that the words that God has promised to write on the hearts of his people are written by the Holy Spirit, who empowers them to live in a manner that reflects the very character of God. This profound truth of God's new covenant is so significant that this passage is quoted 3 times in the New Testament. In John chapter 6 verse 45, Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10, and Hebrews chapter 10 verses 16 and 17. Today, we are the living epistles of Christ in these end times, and we must reflect the love of Christ and goodness through a steady pattern of living excellence. We have to be spiritually transparent, living under the new covenant. This is what Apostle Paul tells us about our status in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 2 and 3. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart.